RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our California correspondent is Kate Dunbar of katescuriouskitchen.com. Kate is a chef, food stylist, food photographer, and published food writer. She is also a passionate traveler who loves to explore California in her Airstream with her husband, mother, two children, and fabulous chandelier awning lights. She is also a vintage trailer enthusiast who owns a Shasta Airflight from the 1960s. Welcome to the show, Kate Dunbar.
Hello, Stephanie. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, it's so good to have you back on.
It's fantastic.
Last time you were on, you told us all about the Grand Canyon Railway RV Park. But this time we're going to a different place in a different state. Hold it, folks. There's some exciting news coming up. But first, I'm going to tell you that Campground of the Week is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. When you're out on the road traveling and your RV breaks down, Progressive's roadside assistance will help you get your RV started or provide towing to the nearest qualified repair facility. Learn more by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
So let's back up a second here. We gave Kate an exciting challenge. We said, Kate, we don't have a Texas correspondent, and we're just wondering if you might move there for us.
And I did.
And she did.
And she did.
You're so accommodating, Kate.
I listen, you ask, I do. It works that way.
Oh, Kate, we have been just so excited for you as we've watched you move from California to Texas. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners did not know that this was going on.
Kate, it exhausted me. I'm so tired after watching all those pictures.
But I think you're fitting right in down there in the Lone Star State, right?
I absolutely am. I have found the place that I think I should have been born in. It feels like home. It is so amazing here, and the people are so kind, just gracious. The food is amazing, and if you've never seen what Big Sky looks like, please come to Texas and take a look at the most amazing skylines you could ever see in your life.
Well, we heard that you're putting in a spot on that property in Texas for an extra RV to park, and we plan on parking ours there one day.
I hope so. I hope so. That would be amazing.
We can't wait. But in the meantime, before that happens, we can't wait to hear all of the great Texas campground reviews that you are going to give us. And this first one is of Balmora State Park. Am I saying that right?
No, it's called Balmoray.
Oh, Balmoray. Okay, didn't get it right.
A little bit more musical. A little bit more Texan.
State Park in Toya Vale, Texas?
Exactly.
All right, I got that one right. Good job, Stephanie.
So where is this one located geographically? Get us centered.
Geographically, if you are looking at the great state of Texas, you are going to be over on the west side of it. You're coming in from El Paso, down from Midland. You're about... If you're driving on Highway 10 from El Paso, you're 3 hours east. And if you're driving west on Highway 10 from Austin, it's about 6 hours drive. The Hill Country is going to be north of San Antonio, where Austin is, Fredericksburg, all of that. That is the hill area of country. This would be more towards the desert side, the drier side. Marfa, Texas is about an hour south of Balmoray State Park. So you can kind of figure it right there.
Okay. All right. Great. So, because Texas is big, so we're going to have you do a lot of geographic work for us every time you come on for a Texas.
You know, it's funny. I have to sit there and I'm learning a whole new highway system and I'm learning toll roads and I'm learning all of this. So I will have some great in-depth detail information on the highway system here for you.
All right. We'll look forward to it. Now, Balmoray. No. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Balmoray. It has a bit of a history. So we're going to break from Campground of the Week tradition and talk a little bit about how this state park came to be. Why don't you tell that story?
This is directly from their website that I copied it. So there's some great information. In 1933, Congress did pass President Roosevelt's New Deal, and that was to get people working again in America. They did roads, they planted trees, they created parks, but he also, in that, created the Civilian Conservation Corp, and that put 500,000 men to work during the 1930s. And with that, that was where Balmoray State Park happened.
All right, thanks, New Deal.
Yeah, right.
New Deal was good for campers.
Go. Yeah,
we're still benefiting.
All of this is what's keeping people in West Texas cool during the hot summers is this place.
All right, so explain how that's the case. Why is this such a retreat spot for people in West Texas?
Well, every day, 26 million gallons of spring water flow through this almost 2-acre swimming pool. So think about that one for a minute. Every day, 26 million gallons of water, cool, nice 74 degrees, and you get to swim in it. And they have high dives to go jumping off of, diving boards, everything. But this is a spot that if you do live in Marfa, if you do live in Midland, if you live around there and you want that cool watering hole, everybody heads there. On the peak days during the summer, 1,500 people could be swimming in that big swimming pool.
And that sounds like a huge number, and I'm sure it does kind of feel crowded, but at the same time, 2 acres is really big.
It's huge. And the way how it's laid out, imagine a circle and then put 2 rectangles, one off of the right side, one off of the left side, in the lower quadrants of that circle, and that's the exact shape of the pool.
Okay, so this is obviously the main attraction, but we know this is Campground of the Week, and you are staying at a campground here, right?
We are, because it is a state park. So you have campsites, and as kind of one of those benefits, there's a small little hotel within that state park too.
So how big is the campground, Kate?
The campground has 34 campsites, and it's broken down into group sites where you can have up to 16 people at that site, non-electric, electric and water. And since it is a state park, you will have a dump site on grounds, but you will not have a connection at your campsite.
Okay, so so you will not get sewer. So if you're going here, you're going to have to either use the bathhouses
or bring your smart tote, like
right.
We did.
Exactly. And it's kind of interesting when we normally all sign up for a pull through site, we literally drive through it and park and sometimes unhook and sometimes not. With this state park, because where the pull throughs are is in a really big arc of a loop, you pull alongside your campsite. So you just kind of tuck yourself off the main road there, and you have a great covered picnic patio table that's on a cement slab, so you're not on the dirt, which is great. And all your hookups are there and everything. And it's a really well thought out, low visual area, so you can take in all the scenery and not have to worry about lineup of travel trailer blocking the view. It's okay. A really good plan.
Like, so the pull off kind of a thing.
And everyone can see and everyone can see that Airstream too, Kate.
Yeah. How could you not miss a
Don't hide that thing under a bushel.
No, not a chance.
Now how much did you pay to camp here, Kate?
$17.
Whoa. and you had the electric hookups, I'm assuming?
I had the electric and the water.
For $17.
Is that part of having this state park pass, or could anybody go in and get that price?
Anybody can go in and get that price. The state park pass, though, when you have that, you don't have to pay the $7 entrance fee to the pool. So, and you don't have to be a resident of Texas to grab a state park pass, just like everybody knows at any state you can. And you can pre-purchase it, or if you don't want to do that, you can pick it up right at check-in.
Okay, so there's a range, though, for the campsites I see for the basic. So you said that it was between $11 and $28. So you could pay a little less or a little more. But either way, this is a really cheap night
out. Exactly. Yeah, the $28 one is for the largers, for the group campsite where you can have up to 16 people there. And you can have pop-up tents. You can have a travel trailer right near there, all of that. You get an extra large picnic area. I think there's two or three picnic tables in that. And they're really kind of great sites because they're out towards the perimeter edge. So you get a lot of wide open space that you get to see that's not interrupted by campsites.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about the site details or any more that you have to offer us? I mean, you already told us that these pull-offs are great because they give you that view. And you sent us a picture of that view of just like, you know, pure unadulterated space outside of your camper.
Gorgeous.
And I'll post that in the show notes so that everybody can see it. But why don't you just add any other site details that you wanted to share with the audience?
Well, I would say for if you want the view, a really beautiful view at night, pick site 23, 25, and 26. Those three will give you the gorgeous sunrise. If you want the sunset, you're going to want site 22, 24, or 28. You will have the sunset right through the mountain range. That one that I sent you, that panoramic one, that was from our campsite.
Okay, that's really...
Correspondents are the best, because they throw down site numbers.
I know. Are you a morning person
or a night person? Listening and you're figuring
out... And also think about it this way, too. Where's your refrigerator located? Because everyone knows you don't want the sun beating down on your refrigerator because it's going to take more for it to work. So think about that when you're making a reservation here. You know, morning sun usually gets up, gets going, gets quickly gone. Afternoon, late evening, you could have sun pouring straight down on that side of your trailer, even with an awning, and heating it up. So just, you know, those little facts, just think about it.
So Kate, are all Airstream owners smarter than everyone else? Because you just blew my mind.
You know what? We watch YouTube videos about our trailers because most of the time we're so overwhelmed with we have an Airstream, we don't even know how to turn on the radio.
You haven't even figured that out yet.
Thanks for making me feel better, but basically Airstream owners are all like members of Mensa.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you watch a video and you go, oh, okay, you know, and we kind of have the club that we all belong to if we want to, so we can ask ridiculous questions and feel safe, like, oh, good, there's someone else who asked it once. Now, this is great.
Now, Kate, I'll ask you the question that, you know, everybody wants answered. How about the Wi-Fi here?
Wi-Fi and cell, this is
not the place.
This is not the place for that. If you want to be tech savvy, you need to figure out another way.
Okay, so that's good for people to know. Do not come here expecting to get work done over the weekend. Okay.
No, you won't. This is definitely that unplug, getaway, refresh. Have fun.
Okay, now with no sewer hookups, some people may be very concerned about the bathhouses. How about those? How did you find them?
Okay, I used them, so I really can tell you firsthand. They need some upkeep, which is starting to happen. So that is in the works in the next 18 months. That's great. I would still take a shower in them. They're fine. I would love a little more water pressure, and that's something that you need to kind of watch out for. The water pressure is a little slow. One of the pumps was out when we were there, so it was the one that was on it was working double time. When they have both pumps up and running, it's fine.
It's amazing how forgiving you can be when you're paying $17 a night. Like that, like those things just wouldn't bother me at that price.
No. And, you know, I mean, it was really great because we were kind of having some issues. There were five people and three dogs with us because this was on our drive out to Texas that we stopped here. So we had a lot of people. We had a lot of stuff to manage. And the guy that was behind us in the campsite said, yeah, the water pressure is pretty bad. Why don't you fill up your tank here and then just, you know, at your campsite and then use it. And then when you drive out, the dump station's right there. You literally just pull right over and then you can empty everything out. So we did that and it was fine. It wasn't an issue. So there's a little trick. If you don't think the water pressure is good enough for you, just fill up your tank right there on site.
I love it. So what other amenities are there there just in terms of things to do besides the swimming hole?
There's great playgrounds for kids. There's even a food court at the pool. So when you're there swimming during the day, you don't have to pack your lunch up. You don't have to walk back to your trailer. You can get everything right there for you. Cool drinks, sandwiches, burgers, all of that right there.
Is it a long walk from the pool to the campground at all, or is it a pretty short walk?
It's maybe 5 to 7 minutes, maybe. And the great part is when the swimming pool lets the water flow out through a stream. So there's constant water running in, running out. And that stream goes through the park. So you get to follow it. And, you know, you can have leaf races. I loved that when I was a kid and my kids did that too. We kind of did, you know, the Winnie the Pooh sticks race, like who gets to go down further and faster. And it flows into a natural estuary that they redid that, mimicked exactly how it looked back before 1933, before they decided to enclose the spring and make it a pool. So you have natural reed water, you have turtles, fish, cranes, you even have some water snakes in there so you can see what they look like, which I stayed very far away from. Yeah, I have a big fear of snakes and I moved to Texas. Huh, go figure.
Are they bigger in Texas, Kane?
it's a snake. I steer clear of it. I don't go to the mailbox anymore because my husband saw one and I've given up that duty, which is fine.
Our boys would be hanging right at that place where the snakes hang out.
Yeah, they'd be like poking at the holes like, hey, snake, come out.
I know. And, you know, I mean, so there's so much to do and so much to see that you really get a great history lesson, you get a great nature lesson, and at the same time, it's so family friendly. It is just a place where the entire family, I mean, my mom was swimming in the pool and having a blast, and she's, you know, over 65. And then Paige and Andrew, they're 9, they were having a blast, and my husband and I, you know, we're still 29, and we were having a ball. Yeah. So it was,
it's the perfect place for 29-year-olds. Now, you had some fun with your camera here, too, right? You're a photographer in your spare time.
I am. And the photography is great because at the south side of the campground, you have the beautiful mountain range. And you literally would drive over the mountain range, well, through the mountain range, to get to Marfa. So you have this great skyline at night where you can get all of the tundra and all of the sage grass and everything growing in the front. And then you get these great rock formation mountains. And they're not soft and rolling. They're jettisoning out with features and just texture, and it's perfect. And then you get that setting sun with that beautiful honey color sky in the beginning that just goes to straight indigo purple at night, and it's breathtaking.
Sounds good enough to almost make it a photography trip, you know, photographer.
That will coincide with the, you know, the what else is in the area of Balmoray. Just keep the photography one going there because I've got something amazing for photographers.
All right. Well, we will stay tuned in the next section for that. Absolutely. Okay. Now, were there any other activities, you know, in this state park? Because we know that this is a campground within a state park. So anything else that people should know about?
There are. So there's a great sports area. You can play volleyball. They have a basketball court. They've got a bunch of open grass areas. So you could toss a football around, play a great game of tag, have a great water gun fight, frisbee. There's geocaching there. So you can go around and have fun with that. The wetlands, which is what I just told you about that the water goes into. And, the stargazing at night that's there. I mean, you see the Milky Way right over you. There's so much sky and there's hardly any light pollution. So you get everything. right to the visible eye. You don't need a telescope. You don't need a big zoom lens on your camera. You've got it right there. But the craziest thing about this state park and about that pool is that it's 25 feet deep at one end. It's very, very deep. And you can become a certified scuba diver there if you want. You can scuba dive on your own if you're already certified. You can skin dive. You can snorkel. You can do all of that because there's great little fish inside the pool, and you get to explore and have fun where normally things like that would be, oh, we're going to Hawaii and we're going to go snorkel on the reefs. You don't have to. You can do it right there.
Does it freak out at all if like a scuba diver like pops up next to you while you're swimming?
It does. You know what? You can see to the bottom. It is perfectly clear. Visibility is over 100 feet in wow. front of you. It is crystal clear water. You can see all the way down to the bottom. You can see all over the sides. It's graduated in depth. So the deepest part is where the diving board is. And that's the 25 feet deep. And then it starts to rise up a little bit. And then it gets a little bit deeper again in the big, huge circle in the pool. And then you've got some landing sites with stairs that you would walk in. And then there's the other diving boards that are sprinkled around that you can jump off of. And then they've got a couple platform rocks in the center of the pool. So you can swim over to those, stand up on them, and jump off into it.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Now, so I guess it seems like people should really come here prepared to enjoy the water as much as possible, like with any sort of snorkel gear or all of those things that you might want to use. You don't want to show up here without like all of your accessories.
I wouldn't, because there isn't going to be a lot in the little store that's there. So if you're a scuba diver and you don't want to take your tanks and everything, there is a dive shop that's about 4 miles away and you can rent equipment. You also would contact them for lessons if you wanted to get certified. Say you lived in Texas or around here and you were going to Hawaii in a couple months, get certified here. Then you don't have to spend extra money on your vacation. It's perfect. But my number one suggestion is wear those water shoes, you know, the swim ones you can just slip on and off. Because this is a natural spring, the edges of the pool and the floor of the pool are really slick. There's a little bit of, you know, algae growth, and that's normal. Once a year, they drain the whole area and scrub it all down and get everything done. So that's something that happens. But you're always going to get that fresh water, you know, scum that's at
slime.
The bottom. And you'll slip. You will totally slip. So wear those.
Scum and slime are healthy, though, for a pool environment like that, a spring environment like that.
As we learned in
Lake Michigan, where there's not enough scum.
This scum helps keep it perfectly clear. Also, the 25 million gallons of water pushing through it every day helps as well. But you can bring rafts and floats and kickboards and pool noodles. Like I said, your snorkel gear, bring a pair of goggles. If you don't have and you don't feel comfortable with the snorkel on your face, whatever, bring a pair of goggles. You really want to explore what's down there.
So dust off the family submarine is
absolutely
what you're saying.
Absolutely. If you can carry it in your trailer, I say bring it. Go for it.
Jeremy can carry it in his new toy hauler that's coming. That's what he's
excited
about.
There you go.
Submarine time. All right.
So much fun.
I know pretty much we jumped the gun on your Nobody's Perfect, right? Because you were going to talk about the bathhouses there.
Right. Yeah, that would definitely be that. They need to be brought up, new fixtures, you know, just spruce it up a little bit, and they are working on it. However, though, I just found this out by calling them a couple hours ago. The hotel that's there within the park, the price, I'm trying to remember how many hotel rooms they said. I think there were 18 hotel rooms, plus or minus, you know, a few, high or low. I think it's still 18. The prices range from $78 a night to $95 a night. There are fridges and microwaves. Some of the suites sleep up to 8. Some of them just 2. It depends. But they are going through a really big revamp. So all of the rooms are going to be redone, new furniture, paint, just remodeled, cleaned up. So if you want one of the hotel rooms, please call. Don't just show up and go, hi, I'd like this because it might be closed or limited access to it.
Now, that leads right into one of your insider details, right, in terms of booking this campground?
Exactly. So I would say book well in advance. If you are wanting to come during the summer, highest attendance is Memorial Day through Labor Day, and that's where the 1,500 people come in. So we came in July. Let's see, what day did we land? 13th, 14th. We were there July 15th, and there were still campsites open, so that was not an issue. I will tell you, it is quite warm, so plan for that. You're not going to be in 74 degrees water in a nice, cool 82 degrees outside. It'll be 100. It could be a little hotter than that.
But it's dry heat, right?
It's dry heat. You know.
That's what they all say anyway.
That's what everybody says, you know.
You're not in Southern California anymore, Kate.
You know, I'm not in... There's a big smile on my face that I officially am a resident of Texas. I love being a Texan. I am happy.
Well, so, you know, for going even during those peak times in the summer, is there a big difference between the weekend and the week? You know, is there a big spike on the weekend? Like if you show up in the middle of the week, will it be a little quieter, do you think?
It might be. I would say that probably, you know, as always, the Thursday through Sunday is going to be your peak time. The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is going to be your less. When we were there, we were definitely there midweek, and there were openings in July. Some people don't even make reservations. They just take a chance and drive by and see if there's a campsite open. So there is that option too. But on the safe side, give them a call, and I included something for you. And
this is your other insider detail.
This is my insider detail, and I'm either going to lose my Texas residency on this one, or they're just going to go, okay, that she's fine, she's forgiven, she made one mistake. In my notes, I included the direct phone number into the state park, so you don't have to go through the Texas state park system. You can call them direct and make your reservation.
Love it, Kate. Well, so what's that number?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to find my
number. Oh, I have it here. I have it. Okay.
The Balmoray State Park phone number is area code 432-375-2370. And you didn't hear it from me.
You didn't hear it from us.
Well, I think our Texas listeners will be thrilled that you just gave them that information.
Because,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, everybody knows when you're calling a state park, you're calling a central hub most of the time, and you can be on hold for an hour and a half, or you have to do the, we'll call you back, you know, and so you don't lose your place. Here you go. Call them direct. See what happens. Please be kind, because they don't give out this phone number.
Be nice. All right, Kate. Well, do you have anything else that you need to put in there? Did we hit everything before we say goodbye and come back to talk about the regional activities?
You know, I think that probably just one of the most amazing things is that you will see endangered species there, from the fish to the frogs to some of the other reptiles and things. So it's definitely well worth taking your children, taking a chance at looking at nature, maybe getting over some of your fears, like mine with snakes, to show your kids this is their environment. This is what it used to be, and this is what they're trying to get it back to help you understand.
All right. Well, we definitely want to go there, even though it's a long drive. But we know we got tons of listeners in Texas, and some of them might have just put this on their list. So they're also going to want to know what to do in the area around the state park. And we are going to talk about that. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Be right back.
Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco. generations of family fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com, and she just gave us a great review of Balmoray State Park in Texas, and now she's going to talk about all the really cool things to do in the area. Kate, what should we do first?
I would say go to Marfa. Go to Marfa, Texas, because if you ever sat there and watched the movie Giant, you were there. You can go visit the town that the movie Giant was filmed in, and you can see the last place where James Dean ever heard a director's direction on film.
That is cool. I teach a film class, Kate, and I just really appreciate that little tip. I really do.
You just gave him something to add to it.
Just made my
day. See? You're like, I have this correspondent. She knows about this. She can go there. But yeah, the town, I've heard of Marfa. I've heard of the Marfa Lights. I've heard of the Marfa Prada store. I've heard of, you know, Giant. Those are three things I've heard of, but I really didn't understand them. So I did a lot of research and found out some interesting little facts. But I just realized that one of my high school classmates, they have a home there. And so we met up at Balmoray and our kids got together and we were all playing and talking. So I did get a lot of insider's tips and lifestyle and how everything goes on there. So I'm going to start with the craziest thing. Instagram is full of images of it. There is a false Prada store front on the road in Marfa, Texas. And it looks exactly like you would imagine it, the cream building, the black Prada sign. And inside, there are actual Prada products. However, it is an art installation. It is not a store that is open to walk into and purchase products from, but it is one of the hottest Instagram spots in the area.
And did you Instagram it, Kate?
I did not Instagram. I wanted to come back and actually not look like I was melting on the side of the road because it was very hot. So
what else is in Marfa?
So the Marfa Lights, this is something that they have been known for ages. And it's kind of like the Aurora Borealis, but in the Texas night sky. And they don't know where it really comes from. Sometimes the lights are blue and white, but they appear randomly. And directions to actually seeing them, it's 9 miles east of town on Highway 90 towards Alpine. And it's a little bit of a trek to get there. You're definitely going to want to wear some sturdy shoes. And sometimes they show up and sometimes they don't. But that's something really cool to go see.
So this is just a weird place, huh? It's like just full of tons of like little curiosities.
It is. And it's really become such a huge artist community. There are art studios and installations, galleries, events, everything. And you have artists from Paris, from New York, from Los Angeles, Milan, everywhere that come here and show. So you get this great feel of creativity and diversity right there in one very small town that has maybe 1,900 residents.
And you can also get great boots here.
Yes, the Cobra Rock Boot Company. If you want custom made boots, you have to get on a waiting list, and sometimes the waiting list to even get your appointment can last 8 months.
Just to get your appointment.
Yeah, to get an appointment to get in there. So give them a call, find out when your appointment is, then book your time at Balmoray and you're set. So you've got like destination. I'm going somewhere to get a custom made pair of boots and I'm going to go swim in the water.
Did you make an appointment, Kate?
I have not made an appointment. I am kind of sitting on the edge of, well, what do I want? What do I do? But these are handmade American leather boots, and they started around $495. And there is no limit. So there is no end price. There's, you know, whatever it is. And it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to custom make, hand make these boots for you. So it'll take you a little bit to get your appointment. Then you get your appointment, get your, you know, feet sized, everything, pick it. And then in, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get your boots delivered
to
you.
When you get your boots, I want you to set them outside your Airstream and take a nice picture of the boots in the Airstream.
That's exactly what I'll do.
When she gets her boots.
When I get my boots.
When not if. All right. Yeah. What else is in Marfa?
You always need it. There's a great little bookstore called Book Marfa, and it's just quaint, and it's little, and everybody hangs out, and there is a fantastic little coffee shop in it and a pretty little garden outside to sit at. So my kids are huge book readers, and whenever we're somewhere, we always try and find a local bookstore so to go in and, you know, support them and see what they have. So I would definitely put that on your to-do list.
Now, where does Matthew McConaughey want me to eat when I come here? Because I always follow his travel recommendations.
Where does Matthew McConaughey invite Kate to meet him for lunch?
I'm telling you, I live not too far from the Magnolia. I mean, it's from Magnolia and all of these other places like up in Waco. And I've already hunted that place down trying to find Chip and Joanna Gaines. And then I eat at the Monument Cafe. And now that Mr. Hunk, Matthew McConaughey, is teaching a class at UT, he's going to be here in town for the next 3 months. And I swear I'm going to find him.
You're
going to
spot him.
What class is he teaching?
He's teaching, I believe it's a film history and directing. Hey, wait a minute. You need to call him. You could be his guest speaker.
Yeah,
that's sure. What he needs.
I'm
he needs
sure I'm
Jeremy.
At the top of his list.
So he's doing that, and it was like one of the hugest signups for that class, and there were just hundreds and hundreds of people trying to take it.
And by people, you mean women.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
I would sign up. There's no shame in my game on that.
Yeah, you take that.
I wouldn't call him a full-on man crush, but he's in that like neighborhood.
Yeah,
he's got an extreme. He has to have me in his class. We are, you know, soul campers. That I have to meet him.
So anyway, he really likes the Marfa burrito.
The Marfa burrito, and there's a little bit of information. The owners of the Marfa burrito do not speak English at all, but that's not a problem. That should not deter you whatsoever. They have huge signs all over the place of what you want, what you should eat and everything. But I will tell you, do not stray from what Matthew McConaughey says. Go grab the asado burrito. It is fantastic. It has full of flavor. It has some mild spice to the beef. The tortillas are handmade right there. It's just fresh as fresh could be.
And far be it for me to order anything from Marfa Burrito except what Matthew McConaughey tells me to order.
Exactly.
So I have my marching orders. I'm good to go on that.
Did you eat his leftovers, ladies?
I will in a heartbeat.
No problem. Moving on.
Stephanie, notice how Stephanie didn't answer either way.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's sitting next to her. My husband's in another room. I'm going to answer right out.
Kate speaking freely. You're staring at me. All right, Kate, what else should we do while we are camping here?
While you're camping there, one of the best places to visit, and this is that segue of bringing the photography information back in, is to make a journey to the McDonald Observatory. The University of Texas is in charge of this observatory, and it is unbelievable. The telescopes that they have there, there are day and night visitor programs. So maybe you don't, seeing the stars at night isn't important to you, but seeing the sun and seeing all the other information, that's what really gets going. Or maybe you have your kids and you don't want to keep them up until 10, 11 o'clock at night. I get that, you know, that you, it's the make your choice, whatever you want to do. But for you photographers, the star, the night star classes that they do in observations, that's where you could literally go, set up your tripods, get your lenses all ready and open up your shutters, and you could have your camera standing there for, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours with a big 30-second exposure, taking, you know, a shot every 30 seconds right there. And you could get those star trail images with them circling around a fixed point, or you could get the great Milky Way shots. It's right there, and that's where you want to venture to, because there are no lights. It is completely dark, and the experience you'll have will be phenomenal. And when they open up the telescopes and you look at the stars and you look at the planets and you can see the rings of Saturn and you can see all of that, it is such an incredible moment.
Kate, it sounds like Texas has really inspired you in a lot of different ways. Food, imagery, camping, great outdoors.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if I think that I once was a resident here, maybe in a past life, and somehow I got redirected to the West Coast, but now I'm back here and it feels right. It feels good.
You came home. So you had an insider tip for our listeners, though, about the observatory, right?
Yes, definitely go online before and purchase your tickets. When there are big events, especially if you have meteor showers, if you have all of that going on, those times are going to be completely booked out. So please book ahead, get all of the information that you need. And their observations that they have that go on in times and days change regularly. So going to their website, mcdonaldobservatory.org, is where you're going to find all the information. And there is a small little cafe there, so you can get food. You don't need to pack sandwiches and handle everything. You can just eat there.
All right. So any other places, attractions, things we need to visit while we are here?
Well, if you wanted to make the big venture and really do something fun, you know, school has started, so I don't know how many people are going to pull their kids out of school on vacation. But if there's, you know, just you're traveling around or whatever, go from Balmoral, drive up to Midland, Texas, and go to a football game. Go to those high school Friday night light games and watch one of the most incredible moments of a young high school football player's life. It's intense. I have never seen high school football so celebrated. It's out of this world. Catch a Friday night football game.
Yeah, I like the TV show.
It was a great show.
I'd like to see it in person. All right. Well, Kate, you've got us dreaming of some Texas camping, and we are so thrilled that you are now on the show giving us, you know, these dispatches from Texas campgrounds.
And I feel like our Texas podcast listeners have waited a long time for this, in a sense, because it's one of our three or four biggest states for listenership. Because it obviously is such a big state, so many people there. And I'm really thrilled that we can provide some great content for our Texas podcast listeners. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. I'm just so glad to continue to give you as much information as I can and continue on my fun journey.
All right, so we can't wait to hear what is next from Texas. But in the meantime, here is another RV travel tip sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you find yourself driving into a hailstorm, and you have them in Texas, right?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, okay, good. I thought this is a good tip for this show. Stop driving and pull to a safe place so hail doesn't break any windows. Driving compounds hail's impact on your RV. Stop under an underpass if one's available, and don't forget to pull out of traffic lanes and onto the shoulder to avoid collisions with other vehicles. Just another way Progressive has you covered while you're out on the road.
And big thanks to Jayco, our other sponsor for Campground of the Week. To view their complete line of RVs, head on over to jayco.com, and all their 2017s are up, including the Octane Superlight 272, which is on order for RV FTA.
All right, Kate, we will see you at the campground.
See you at the campground, Kate.
We will see you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.